Why did I even go? That's a good question, with a stupid answer. I was young, dumb, and I loved my boyfriend. It was that simple. I mean, let's be honest, haven't we all been in love with someone who was bad for us? Haven't we all done something because of our emotions, and then looked back later and said, I can't believe I did that. Really, it was just like that. Don't look at me like that. I'm just saying it could have happened to almost anyone. I was a student, but my boyfriend was a drug dealer. Nothing major, just weed and MDMA, and occasionally a little bit of cocaine. He wasn't even that good at it. I think he just liked being the hookup for his friends. And, well, I liked it too. I got to try all of his drugs without paying for them. And he was never short of cash. Or so I thought. That night, we were supposed to go out with our friends. I think we were driving to some club to meet them. But he was so quiet and nervous as he drove us into the city that I didn't even notice he was taking a strange route until he said he had to make a quick stop before we turned onto a road I'd never been on before. That night, we were supposed to go out with our friends. I think we were driving to some club to meet them. He was so quiet and nervous as he drove us into the city. I didn't even notice that he was taking a strange route until he said he had to make a quick stop, and we turned onto a road that I've never been on before. We were close to the bay, I know that. There were rows of big blocky buildings all around us in a grid. Almost all of them were warehouses, and it seemed like half of them were boarded up and closed. I had a bad feeling, but I knew that sometimes my boyfriend had to go to places like this to get his product. And since I benefited from his line of work, I just kept my mouth shut. He pulled his shitty little sports car into an alley that I didn't even see that opened up into a parking lot. There was a little circle of men there, talking casually. I'll wait in the car, I said almost immediately after we parked. I'll never forget what he said. No, they wouldn't like that. You're coming with me. So I did. I wasn't too thrilled with the idea of being alone out there anyway. And what was the worst that could happen, right? When we got out of the car, one of the men waved at us, and then all of us walked inside. They were all older than us, and they didn't look anything like how I pictured drug dealers. They wore suits, sure, but they were outdated and worn. And the guys were sort of strange and lumpy. The leader was the shortest, and I remember being just revolted by him, and then immediately feeling kind of guilty about it. I mean, people can't control how they look, right? I watched him openly and rudely as we walked across the parking lot. I was confused. From a distance, he looked fine, I guess, but close up, nothing was fine. His proportions were just slightly wrong in every way. His arms were too long, his thighs too short, his knees just seemed too bendy, and the dimensions of his face were just off. I remember thinking that he looked like the drawing of a person that an alien would draw from memory. Now I wonder if that turned out to be a good guess. We followed them inside, and I was struck by how silent it was amidst the rows of old boxes and piles of what looked like junk. The echoes of our footsteps seemed incredibly loud on the filthy concrete. I remember thinking that this would be a good place to kill someone, and I was kind of scared. The lights in the distant ceiling barely lit anything. And even if it hadn't been night, the windows were too dirty to let any light in. Suddenly, we stopped. The men had all turned to face us in a semicircle, in unison. I was so unnerved that I didn't notice at first that all of the men were looking at me, and only me. When I did, I got a very bad feeling. "What are we doing here, babe?" I asked my boyfriend. I meant it to be quiet, but everyone heard. To my surprise, the leader belly laughed. "Wait," he said, "is this your girlfriend? Did you bring us your girlfriend?" Then all the men started laughing, and I felt a pit open up in my stomach. "Yeah, will she do?" My boyfriend didn't even meet my eyes. I couldn't believe it. The leader stopped laughing and nodded approvingly as he walked around me. I thought about kicking off my heels and just bolting for it, but I was still just so fucking stunned. "She will suffice. Consider your debt canceled. Do not return here." And with that, my boyfriend turned and speed walked out of there. I started to follow him. I wasn't thinking. I'd never been in a situation like that before, or I would have bolted in the opposite direction. I really understood that I was fucked when I felt the men's hands on my arms. They looked kind of old, but they were so fucking strong. I couldn't move. I exploded. I'm a bit proud of that, to be honest. I was terrified, but I showed all my rage. "You bastard! I fucking loved you! Don't do this! Don't leave me here, you fucking asshole!" But he wasn't listening. I learned some self-defense in the past. Dirty fighting so I could run away. None of it mattered. These men had grips like vices. And finally, they just squeezed until I stopped struggling, afraid that the bones in my upper arms would splinter. Then they dragged me away as I screamed. First, I begged my boyfriend to come back. Then I cursed him again. Then I just screamed. The words no longer mattered, and he couldn't hear me anyway. I wanted someone, anyone to hear me, but there was no one to hear, or no one who cared. They spun me around. I had expected to be taken outside to a van or a boat, but we were in the very back of the building. There was a large expanse of floor with a plastic tarp draped over it, and I imagined them wrapping my body in it. But instead, they pulled it away, revealing something like a metal garage door built into the floor. Two men pulled a chain and slowly drew it back, revealing a deep pit. There were no stairs, no ladders. It was a ragged hole in the concrete foundation, and all I could see was darkness. Everyone was still. We were expecting something to happen, and I was the only one who didn't have a clue what it was. "What is going to happen to me?" I said finally, but I couldn't keep the trembling out of my voice. I hated how weak I sounded. "Quiet," the leader said. I was too terrified to disobey at first. Then something shifted in the darkness, and a strange chemical smell ushered up from below. "What? What are you going to do with me?" I shouted this time. Someone, I think the man who was holding my right arm, struck me hard. I should have expected it. My vision went white for a moment and I felt limp. Fear and pain and the shock of the impact had driven all the sense out of me. "Shit, how hard did you hit her?" the leader said. Strangely, there was panic in his voice. "It wants her to be alive. You can't breed the dead." His words didn't comfort me. I passed out briefly. When I came to, they'd set me down or drop me. The cold concrete on my face revitalized me. In the distance, I heard my boyfriend's shitty fucking car start. That's when I finally knew I was completely fucked. I just let the tears roll silently down my cheeks. I didn't sob. I had some dignity. I stayed still, thinking of ways to exploit what was going on. I was laying on the ground awkwardly, much like a dead person probably would. There was shouting, the men were arguing, and not in English. It wasn't a language made for human tongues. It was all moans and choking gutturals and strange insectile chitters. A low rumbling from the pit, like distant thunder, ended the argument. All was silent. All attention was on the waiting dark. I took the opportunity to look up. I wished I hadn't. It happened quickly and almost silently. The rumbling in the pit stopped. Then that damn thing rose up out of the darkness. It was a tower of stretching, flowing ichor, easily defying gravity, rising 20, then 30 feet above us. There was no way to tell how much of it was still in the pit. The surface had an unhealthy, glossy sheen like an oil slick, and it was constantly shifting through shades of green and black. I felt something give way in my mind as my pupils dilated to nothing. I lost my faith right there on that filthy fucking concrete floor just by witnessing it. But it was not the worst thing that I would experience that night. It paused there, flesh flowing upward like an impossible river. Eyes formed and opened and stared at me with evil intelligence, before melting back into the green-black bulk of its body. Mouths split the skin and teeth erupted into them. Tongues stretched out, growing in length until they filled and stretched the maws that bore them. I could not understand what I was seeing. It was as though my mind just assumed that my eyes were lying to it. It didn't react. I couldn't even admit its existence for a moment. There was a hole where a name should have been, a void in my language. But as much as I didn't want to, I had to name it. I had to make it real. Otherwise, I wouldn't even have been able to attempt an escape. So, in my mind, I settled on the thing, like in the movie. I wouldn't find out its actual name until much later, and I'll never speak that word out loud. As soon as the idea of it clicked into place, everything happened very quickly. The thing must have been upset. Maybe it thought its entertainment had been ruined, or maybe it was just especially hungry that night. I'll never know. Tongues and tendrils and spikes suddenly filled the air. I looked down, covering my head and neck, but I was in no danger. Everything the thing did was with perfect control. It was not a monster. It was a person in some way. It thought. It understood. It craved. It lusted. Then all was silence. I don't know what happened to the men. I think the thing ate them, but I can never be sure. All I know is that they were just no longer there. Even if they were, I wouldn't have seen them. All of my attention was on the thing, and all of its focus was on me. It was covered in eyes now, obscene white bumps like blisters, rolling madly to stare at me. And the tongues that remained lolled unwholesomely, the mouths panting and huffing and, oh, fuck, look, are you gonna make me fucking say it? Fine. The thing was horny and I was fuckable and helpless. And there was more than that, of course. I could sense the connection we shared somehow. It was attracted to me. And, well, fuck. I got wet, okay? I got wet for the giant slimy thing, and I can't explain it. And I won't justify it. After all, maybe it saved my life. I started to scramble to my feet. Connection or not, I was fucking terrified. But suddenly it flowed up even faster, and then it started crashing down, falling like a massive log. I tried to move out of the way, but the thing altered its course, and when it slammed down around me, I could feel the entire building shake. I was engulfed. But I wasn't dead or crushed. I don't know what it did, but the true weight of the thing never hit me. Instead, it just flowed around me. I struggled and moved almost freely inside of it. But I wasn't really moving or swimming. It was pitch black and the chemical scent of it filled my nose, making my stomach lurch. I was desperate to try and swim out of it or somehow, and I thought maybe if I could get my feet on the ground, I could propel myself out. But that was impossible. It was letting me thrash, but still suspending me inside of itself. Then I remembered that I had to breathe, and I really started to fucking panic. My thrashing intensified, and God help me, I think it only turned me on more. That's when the first violation happened. That's what you really want to hear about, right? You're sick. But then, I guess I am too. It pried my jaw open, and it was frightening how easily it did it. When I resisted, you know, out of reflex, suddenly there was this pressure on either side of my neck, and it hurt so fucking much, I just opened up. And then the thing was flowing into my mouth and down my throat, and yeah, so I didn't suffocate. I thought I would. There wasn't any airflow, but I was fine. It was keeping me alive. I was still moving my chest, but it didn't matter. The thing wasn't going to let me die. Not even if I wanted to. It happened slowly at first, like it was teasing me. I know how that sounds. But it was intelligent. I don't care what anyone says. It knew how to fuck me. And I'm positive I'm not the first human that it's had. I felt pressure in places, firmer touching and even suction on my breasts and neck and clit and ass and inner thigh. It was sampling me, I think. I still struggled, but now something else was happening. I didn't notice at first. When I thrashed, my legs would part just a bit. And there wasn't really any resistance to it, but it would be much harder to close them. Before long, I stopped trying. And then the pressure increased. It was almost gentle, but it was insistent. Oh, I could feel the thing's lust. I felt it all over my body. I felt parts beginning to tingle. I don't think it was just physical stimulation. I think it was doing something with electricity or maybe chemicals. It was playing with my nipples, tweaking them, making me moan. I felt ripples running down my spine and along my sides. When I shook my head, denying it with my mind, if not my body, it reacted with cold, controlled fury. I felt a grip on my neck, squeezing. It was less like a hand and more like a snake, coiled around me, applying just enough pressure to make me woozy. I knew that if I didn't do what it wanted, that it could kill me. It wouldn't even have to do anything. It controlled my fate completely and could let me drown at any moment. So I willed myself to be good. I know how that fucking sounds. Don't you think I know? I made myself its willing little slut. The truth was, I was scared, terrified, but also so fucking turned on. The thing had pressed all my buttons easily, almost casually. Like it knew just how much fear I needed, where I needed to be touched, how to communicate with me without words. I knew it would fuck me one way or another. It preferred me to be alive for the process, but it wasn't strictly necessary. For breeding, yes, but at least not to satiate its lusts. I tried to be just ready to serve it. I wasn't limp, but I stopped resisting it as it positioned me. It moved my arms and legs almost experimentally, like I was a doll. It twisted and pulled them until I was in pain. Not a lot, but enough. Enough to know that my body was taut, like a bungee cord holding too much weight. The danger of knowing it could have pulled me apart just made me more wet. I could feel my liquids mingling with it. I felt something like a tongue lapping around my pussy. Eager. Oh, God, so fucking eager. My mouth was pried open a bit more then, and I made a noise of alarm. I felt my tongue press down, and inside the fluid, something hard and tubular pushed into my mouth. I knew what to do. I moved my head as much as I could. I used my tongue to swirl around the flared head of the member that had been thrust inside my mouth. Oh, it liked that. I felt it vibrate. While that was going on, I felt something rubbing my ass. Tenderly at first, but then something pushed its way right into my asshole. I clenched in response and I felt a sharp sting of pain on my ass. Not like a spank, but more like an actual sting. I felt my control slip a little bit, and I became a lot more mentally pliable. I think the thing drugged me, but to be honest, I didn't care. I relaxed and let the thing's cock inside my asshole. Yeah, the thing in my mouth, the thing in my asshole, they were definitely cocks. They were too long, too flexible, and their shape changed as it grew more excited. But they were formed to breed me, specifically me and my body. It's actually kind of flattering if you think about it. Soon I was sweating, hot, and lost in something like pleasure, but not quite. Not yet. It was plunging itself deep into my mouth and ass. But still, if I closed my eyes, I could almost imagine I was being fucked by men. And that kept me somewhat sane. That would change. It started with a pressure at my slit, different from the tongues that I had felt before. It was slight at first, barely more than a nice sensation that I could grind against. But it intensified. Then it grew uncomfortable. Then it hurt. I thought it was trying to crush me at first, but then I realized it was just so large that it couldn't quite fit. Yet. I don't know what it did, but I know what I did. I relaxed myself. Do you know how difficult that is with a cock in your mouth and your ass when you're overwhelmed with emotion and sensation? The thing itself helped me. It got a little smaller, a little bit more flexible, but not much. Just enough so the head started to slip inside my pussy. First, just a tiny amount, and then, oh God, I was stretching so much to accommodate it. I know I started shouting at some point. Probably no at first, but then it dissolved into screams as it pried me open. I felt pinpricks of more internal quills or stingers on my insides, injecting chemicals to force my muscles to relax beyond what I could make them. I came when I felt the head of its cock finally insert itself all the way. I think I lost consciousness for a second. The next thing I remember is that half of the monstrous cock was inside me. I couldn't see, obviously, but I must have been so distended by it. I think about what I must have looked like sometimes when I'm alone and the vibe just isn't doing it for me. Yes, it fucking turns me on to talk about this. Why would you think it wouldn't? Have you ever experienced anything like this? I didn't fucking think so. Anyway, at long last, the thing bottomed out inside me, and all three of its cocks were deep inside. I was completely filled, all three holes. And I felt the cock swell and expand and change to fit me. I realized two things in that magical, fucked up moment. One, it considered me its mate. And two, I would never be completely satisfied by any human ever again. The next hour or two is a blur, and yes, I'm sure it was that long, I think. I just know it was an endless feeling of the deep violation of its penetrating cocks, followed by the loss of their absence. And it grew more violent, more rough. It lost control. It was pounding into me, the cocks shifting and changing, even causing me harm. I knew it hurt, but every time the pain grew too intense, I felt a new pinprick of a quill or stinger, and I could feel my flesh repairing itself. I never grew too bruised or too scraped or cut or torn, because each new wound healed before the next one was made. It was miraculous. Finally, I felt a new, warmer fluid filling my mouth and throat. I choked it down eagerly, unwilling to let any escape. Then I felt the fluid invading even deeper into my ass. Oh. Lastly, I felt the cock inside my pussy vibrate and swell and explode within me. It overran my canal, flowed past my cervix, and filled my womb entirely. I felt such pressure. It should not have been pleasant, but I had the strongest orgasm of my life. And it didn't stop there. It just kept fucking me. Endlessly, it seemed. Coming again and again. After a few hours, I must have passed out and been its limp little fuck toy. How long did it play with me, I wonder? How much did it appreciate my body as I drifted into dreams? I woke up there on that cold, hard concrete floor. I was sore and tired, and my clothes were almost entirely dissolved. My skin was bruised and irritated, but not burned like I expected. I stumbled out into the light of day, and someone saw me and called the police in an ambulance. Everyone assumed I had been attacked. I just stared blankly and told them that I remembered nothing at all. The police had lots of questions. I never told them about the men, the warehouse, or the pit. And I definitely didn't tell them about the thing. I know they questioned my ex-boyfriend, but I didn't try to get him in trouble. Months later, I ran into him on campus, and he tried to play it cool, apologizing for the misunderstanding. I just smiled and called him a fucking coward who hadn't ever satisfied me. I know you're supposed to be the bigger person or whatever, but I never forgave him. My mate took care of him later. They found my ex at his house. The front of it had been smashed in like a car had run straight into it. Shame about the rest of his family, but you know, omelets and eggs. As for me, I realized that my life was over. My old life anyway. I thought about quitting school, but I still enjoyed learning, so I kept going. I stopped spending any time at my apartment, though. Why would I stay there when my mate was somewhere else? Every night, I went to it. I still do. Every night, it shows me how much it loves me. It puts its thoughts directly into my head now. I feel its will. I'm its little pleasure vessel. And I'm happy. It's so complex. You wouldn't understand it. I can't understand it. I'm just a simple, stupid creature that it's chosen. And I am so grateful. I'm going back again tonight. I can finally feel something growing inside of me. A new life, or something like that. I am so proud. I can't wait to bring it out of me and show the entire world what we've made together.